as we take a look at some of the matchups and our locker room chat with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch. Coach, appreciate it very much as always. How about the win that you guys had in week one? 62-16, the rout over then ranked number 5 Wheatland Grinnell. I would say there's plenty of positives you can take away from that ball game.
Yeah, you know, there sure is. I thought our kids come out and played with a lot of enthusiasm, and you know, we got quite a young kids playing on the field this year, or the young squad, and I thought maybe they would come out a little intimidated playing a ranked team, but, you know, I was proud of the way our kids come out, you know, offensively and defensively and played well. I thought, you know, they was going to score maybe at will on us at times. You know, they had several their whole returning backfield was back, and, you know, they had an All-State running back that was pretty salty as well, and we held him to about 6 yards rushing all night, so I thought we did a tremendous job defensively and you know, offensively as well. We were kind of moving the ball, you know, in big chunks at times and you know, seemed to be rolling, you know, right down the field and you know, making big plays. So I was pleased on both sides of the ball and you know, obviously the score, you know, indicated that as well.
Yeah, it was just pretty dominant throughout, and a big shout out to your son Isaac, of course, leading the way. You know, 150 yards, 5 scores on the ground. He threw for a couple more as well, so 7 total touchdowns for him. You know, he earned our Athlete of the Week honors, so again, congrats to him. But just seeing the progression from him and what you saw on Friday night from Isaac that you can kind of take away and progress down the way here as we continue on.
Well, you know, not that he ever lacked any confidence, but I thought, you know, definitely showed. I felt like he run the ball harder than he normally does, you know, break a lot of tackles. There were several plays where he broke 2 or 3 tackles and, you know, got another 10 or 15 yards or even a touchdown later on. And you know, I just think he kind of commands the huddle a little bit. Everybody looks to him for a little bit of leadership, you know, being returning starting quarterback and such. And so, you know, he probably knows the offense best out of the whole group. And you know, I just was proud of the way he played and you know, ran the ball and you know, a few throws he missed, but, you know, the first game of the year, you know, that's probably to be expected that, you know, I kind of hope maybe he'll make throughout the season.
I think we'd be doing a disservice if we didn't throw the credit, or at least some of the credit out there, to your offensive line. You know, the offense is going to churn as well as the offensive line is playing. So with the success rushing and obviously throwing the football, the big guys up front sounded like they stepped up in a big way.
Yeah, I think they, you know, controlled the line of scrimmage offensive and defensively, you know, all game. I was, you never know. They graduated a couple of their linemen from last year. So, you know, being the first game, I didn't know what to expect or who they were going to have, you know, coming back that was going to step up for them. But, you know, I was proud of the way our kids gave a pocket to Isaac. I think, you know, they gave up 1 sack all night and you know, rushing the ball. We probably rushed more than we normally do, but it was working. And so we were sticking with it. And you know, I was proud of the way they played. And you know, controlled Wheatland's line, that's for sure.
Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler joining us here, our locker room chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch. You know, some publications now putting your squad in the rankings this week after the upset win over Wheatland Grinnell. You know, this day and age, 2021, you know, these are things that those kids see, and obviously it's things that they talk about. You know, as a head coach, how do you kind of keep their minds right, kind of away from that outside stuff, and obviously just kind of keep them focused on the task at hand?
Well, yeah, you're right. That's kind of difficult at times, and you know, sometimes it's rewarding to see their hard work pay off, and you know, to be the ranked team like that, you know, kind of gets rewarded. But at the same time, you know, we keep telling our guys, just play the next opponent. Don't look ahead. You know, don't look at any, you know, publications that's going to make you think you're better. And all you've got to continue to work at practice. And don't ever take any opponent for granted. That's for sure. Because especially in our league, in our district, you know, we got I think 3 teams ranked now out of our district. So, you know, if you lose one game, that's a slip up, and that's definitely going to hurt you. So stay focused and, you know, try to get better every day and don't look ahead and you know, play the opponent at that.
Yeah, you try to keep the momentum going this week. You stay inside you get back into the TVL for the first time this year. You get Blue Valley. You know, they're a team that's kind of on the rebuilding side of it. You know, they had a tough time with Donovan West last week, 54-8. But what's the early scouting reports on Blue Valley and the expectations from what you'll see from them this week?
Well, we were fortunate enough to see them in our Jamboree this year. And you know, it's also nice to play in game 2. You can actually see a game film them. Unlike week 1, you don't get that benefit. But, you know, they got a quarterback. They're is the coach's son as well, and he likes to throw the ball. They are probably throwing the ball more than they traditionally do. They're going 3 to 4 wide and like to fling it around. And if you cover and beat, then the Schreiber kid will try to scramble up around the middle and around the outside edges if you give him that. So early on they're throwing the ball more than they normally do, and so it'd be a good test for us and our defensive backs that. You know, I thought kind of actually needed some work last week. We kind of had some holes in our pass and defense, so it'll be a good test for us this week.
Eric Detweiler joining us, head football coach at Axtell. We'll take a quick break and wrap things up with the coach right after this. Coach, when you look at, obviously, Blue Valley again, we caught a little bit of a sense of what you're going to expect from them. You know, when you compare a team like Blue Valley and Wheatland, let's talk about styles. You know, what's the biggest difference between what you saw Wheatland Grinnell do and then what you're kind of going to see, you know, playbook wise from Blue Valley? What are some of the big differences there?
Well, you know, Wheatland, you know, like I said, had a lot of returning backfield. Their quarterback is a senior. Their favorite receiver, was a junior. Their returning running back was a senior, where Blue Valley's are underclassmen. They might not run as aggressive as Wheatland Grinnell, but you know, at the same time, they're still focused on what they're trying to do offensively. So, there's a lot of similarities, but at the same time, there's a little differences. Blue Valley, the backfield isn't quite as big as Wheatland Grinnell's, but they're more focused. And honestly, I think Blue Valley's line is, they have the Budenbender kid, which is a returning lineman for them, where Wheatland Grinnell didn't have any returning linemen. So I think he anchors their line that, I'm sure kids look kind of up to him to, tell them what to do, on special plays. So. And honestly, there's quite a few similarities, but at the same time, there's a differences that, obviously give us a different look and a different test each week.
Finally, Coach, what are going to be some of those keys to victory this week?
Well, stay focused. Like I said, we play every game, week by week, and execute. I thought offensively we played fairly well last week, but at the same time, we had kids doing the wrong things, running wrong pass routes and even going the wrong direction. We had one play, we had a running back go the wrong direction. So, stay focused at task and work at the little things to make an average team good. I tell our kids every week that it's the little things that make you better than the other teams, and you need to work at getting those little things accomplished if you want to be a great team.
Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler joining us here, now ranked in some publications after a monster win against then-ranked Wheatland Grinnell last Friday, inside the TVL this week against Blue Valley. Coach, as always, appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.